Parashas B'Shalach. The parasha of Shabbos Shira Shira, the fabulous Shira of Al Joshua Moshe and Yisrael, the Shira Azois Lashem, the Shira Lashem, Ki Goy Go, Sus Verechon of Ayom. The Dag of the Shira is Lo Yumen. I need a Mishkapur, Chelik Av. How high is the Shira? The Mishnah Berurah brings it in an Aleph. How a person should be careful to say the Shira. A person that's careful to say the Shira. Now it elevates a person. The Yoimer Shiras Sif Yudzayin Sifkon Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Yoimer Shiras Hayom Besimcha. A person should say Shiras Hayom Besimcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yidame Bedaitki Voiso Hayom Ova Bayom, the Oimer Besimcha Moichlin Loi Avinoisov. An unbelievable Mishnah Berurah. A person who says the Shira B'Simcha, you say B'Simcha not on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, not even on Pesach Dafka, on the seventh day of Pesach when we sing that we have the day, we sing that with the day of the Shira, not even on Sukkot, in the Sukkah with a lulav and esrog in your hand. Not even on Chanukah, when you're lighting the neiris, on a regular day in Shvat, not even Tu B'Shvat. You say the Shira B'Simcha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Moichlin Loi Kol Avinoisav. Wow. Okay, thanks for listening. Okay. Anyway, Selamaisa, unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. Moichlin Loi Kol Avinoisav. Just what did he do? Sat there banging away, pounding his chest, okay, okay. Till he had to go to the doctor, get some Ben Gay, get some rubbing oil. He hurt his shoulder. He's pounding away, okay, Chiratonu, this thing, you know, a bit that he never did or whatever, he's banging away. Oh, money gets mechila. Person. That's Mavel Midoisov, which was such a high madrega, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Mavel. This guy just got up one nice morning, the birds were chirping away, he walked into the base, and he started saying, he was a little bit, you know, not so into Baruch Sha'omar today, but he came to Hoidu, he's there. Hoidu is very long, we'll try to say it very quick. And then he came, all of a sudden, by Oz Yashir, he gets the spilers, he gets all the thing, and Az Yashi starts Lasman B'Simcha. The guy walks out, he thought he just had a happy Az Yashi. He walked out a clean slate. He didn't even get married. You know, the ones who get married, marriage with tshuva and fasting, he just walked in for Az Yashi and he said B'Simcha. It doesn't even say he shut up for davening. He came in. Not like this yeshiva, everybody's on time, but I'm saying another yeshiva, he walked a little bit late, and he came in for Oz Yashir, and he packed out after Oz Yashir, and he was dancing by Oz Yashir. That's the Pshara, what's the Pshara, you have to understand, it can't just mean he said the words, and even if he had the art scroll translation, can't only mean that. Let's understand it. The Chazal say, Oz Yoshe Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Hashira Azoish Lashem Ayorim Leimo Hashira Lashem Ki Goi Go Sus V'Roich V'Ram Ayom. The Medrash says, Oz Yoshe Moshe Oz Be'oz Chota U'Be'oz Tike. With the word Oz he sinned, and the word Oz he was Misake. Well, the Gemedra by side. And there's also the Wizard of Oz. Throw that into the day. What's this Pshad of Medrash? For Oz, for Oz. There's a guy in the United Lushinsky, Oz. Anyway, what's the ticket of Oz? What's the Pshad for Oz? Chot, what's the ticket of Oz? Oh, second Kasha. Third Kasha, by side. I don't know if anybody noticed this. We've only been davening for 25 years already. But somebody knows, this week, a guy once came to me, he had a big kasha. He opened the sidur, he opened the thing, he said, there's something missing in the chumash. Pliya too, the chumash, the pliya is missing. There's a gears mistake, there's a look at the rashash in the chumash. Maybe something, or the chumash, the tziyoinim. There's something missing in the chumash. Why? He said, the siddur is mefurish, not like the chumash. You open up the siddur, and you say, Oz Yashir. Right? You say, Oz Yashir. B'simcha, and you come to the end. Beautiful, right? Anybody, $150,000, $1,000,000, anybody can find in the Bible that says this. What's going on here? Who put that in? Any can find the Bible. Anywhere in this book. Where's V'hoya Hashem L'malach? What's going on? The whole sheer beautiful. V'hoya Hashem L'malach. We stuck it in. I want to put in. Oh, someone put it in. Shema Yisrael Hashem L'malachar also. Let's put in psukim over here. Gracious Baruch Hakim Hashem Shema Yisrael. This is the Shira. What are we adding onto the Shira? V'hoya Hashem L'malach on earth. V'hoya Hashem L'malachar Shema Yisrael. What's going on here? It's a paradox. The Shira is the most beautiful thing in its entirety. It's no way the Chumash doesn't say anything about Vayesh on the Melech. All of a sudden, the Siddur, they put it in. Oh. And the last point of Oysa we want to talk about Oz. Back to Oz again. Oz Yoshe Moshe. Rashi says a very interesting question. What's Oz Yashir Moshe? Not Oz Shar Moshe. Shar is to sing. Yashir, he will sing. Oz Yashir Moshe. What's this lashon of Oz Yashir Moshe? So Rashi brings a bell to Gazach. Says Rashi, that first of all, this Shira is a spontaneous thing. So Rashi, Rashi says, Oz kishavro hanes ola belibo yishiyosh yeshiva. When is it to sing a yeshiva? The sister comes. She said, "Oz shor the yosh mashal laosit." So, what is using the lashon laosit? Our medrash who amr chazam mikan remes the tchias hamesim. In this part of Oz yosh moishe, Rashi says, "You know, we're saying the lashon of the future, because in this shir Oz yosh moishe." The remez of this shira is the tchias hameisim. What's the pshat of remez is the tchias hameisim? So we want to say like this, Rabbi Yisrael. We gotta go a little bit back in the chumash to say the end of Parashat Shmos, and we gotta have a little bit Noah Gemara Pesachim and Be'ez Hashem. Through that, we'll be able to have a true understanding of a big Yisoid, which is something that has to take us through this world, Rabbosai, in all aspects of this world. We talked last about the union of Amunah B'Tochen. There's a big Yisoid in the Ma'am of B'Tochen, which we have to work on and understand it and be complete with it. The pasuk tells the end of Shmos very, very interesting. give and take between Moshe and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe comes all charged up. That's it, we're going out. We're going out from the land of Egypt to the land of Canaan, Canaan men, and we're going out. And he gets all charged. Hashem says, you go, we'll tell them, according to Fkodi Eschem, and they're going to believe, we believe. And that's it, they got all excited, Israel's mom is there, and things are going unbelievable. They're all excited, we're going out. 210 years in Golus, years and years in Golus, finally Moshe says the famous words, Pakod, Yifkod, Eschem, and Yosef, Atzadik, had told them, you're not charged up, that's it, the Savior's here, we're going out. The next day, no straw. What? This is the Savior. This is the redemption that we were waiting for. Yosef told us the magic words. The next day, Paro makes his decree. Not only are you going to have to make the same amount of bricks, but no straw. You know how hard it is to make a brick without straw on one side? You have to go make the straw yourself. So find the straw. And get the straw. You can make straw, but get the straw yourselves. We're not providing straw anymore. And produce the out their bricks, and they couldn't do it. They were beat up. Geschmettet. And it got bitter. It's such a terrible matzah. Not only did that, so they see Moshe Rabbeinu, and they see Moshe other way. They say, Moshe, what is going on? If goes Moshe. Yeir Hashem Aleichem, Yishboit. You're not a savior, you're a murderer. Yeah, you cause us pain and suffering. Hashem should judge you. And Moshe felt the hook of eyes taking them out and then putting them down. He looks, feels so bitter. He puts Christ on such pain and suffering. For Yoshev Moshe Hashem. So Moshe comes to Hashem and he has a time. Vama hari oisa la'am hazeh lomo zeh shelachtoni. Umei oz! Here he is from Dushinsky again. Umei oz bosi al paroi. From the time I came to Paro, the Darbish Mecha, Hey Rala, Om Hazeh, Perisha, what is going on over here? From the time I came, all to suffering, Ma'atzaloy Tzalta. Chori has a good time. Ayoy Mesha, Moshe, Ata Tira. That's why I'm going to do the Paro. You're going to be, for this thing, you're going out. You're not going to get into the Eretz Yisrael. What was the punishment in Eretz Yisrael? We'll see in a minute. We'll see later in Hashem. That's it, you lost, you're supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. People think with the hitting of the water, but this was the actual moment where the Tchilas HaGzeirah was. You're not going to Eretz Yisrael. But you never answered the question. And then starts off, say, Pash V'Eira, and he talks to Hashem. V'Yab El-Kim Ha-Moshu, V'Yoyim El-Lav, Ani Hashem, V'Eira El-Avos. Where's the answer to the question? Where's the answer? You know where the answer is, the boy said? In that first pasuk. Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayoyim Elov Ani Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, Vayidaber Elokim, Elokim is Lashin Midas Hadin, Vayoyim Elov Ani Hashem. What you see is Midas Hadin. That's really Midas Harachamim. You see it as harsh judgment. You see it as more suffering. You see it as terrible pain. But what is it really? Ani Hashem. I'm only merciful. I'm the merciful God. And even the thing that looks like Heira, it looks bad, there is no bad. It's Ani Hashem. Because what's the pshat? Klal Yisrael is supposed to be in Golus 400 years. How did they get out? Because the melacha got too hard, got very hard. The melacha got so difficult that now they did the melacha that they get out quicker. So the fact that they saw Klai said, what is going on over here? This is crazy. The Savior comes, and here we are ready to go. Let's get our flights out of Egypt. Let's get out of the Sphinx. We saw enough of the mummies. Let's get that flight out. And here it is, backbreaking or no straw. Just the opposite. But what was it really? Rabbi said that was the redemption, because they needed to be 400 years, and they had to have the hardship of the Vayoyim Elov. You see me as Adi, Vayoyim Elov Ani Hashem. It's me as the Rachamim. Umi Oz busted the power Heira. The Heira was really good. It's really only good that Kadosh Baruch Hu does. What we see as Elokim, it's only Hashem. That was the Teretz he told Moshe. And Moshe was supposed to understand that there's no such thing as the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Ra. There's no Ra. There's only Tov. And this is the Tikkun. Umi Oz busted the power Heira L'Om Hazeh. Oz Yashem Moshe. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Zah, the revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam at Yam Suf, when he saw all the Mitzrayim being drowned, each one getting needed, connected needed, and he saw the final salvation, that Hashem's whole master plan, he saw the whole thing. He now was holding as a tikkun from that Oz Basi Heira. I understand everything now retroactively, that it was all a lead up to bring to this mumbling revelation that Klai Yisrael should get the chizuk and Klai Yisrael should go through the whole thing. Now Oz, the Oz Yoshe Moshe, was the tikkun on the Oz Basi El Parai. Because in that Oz Yoshe Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the revelation. And he understood the depths of all the punishment that happened to every mitzvah, and all the media connected leaders that happened to the mitzvah, and all what he went through, Claudius, all the things they had to go through now. It was all to bring about this revelation that even the bad that they went through was really good. Because then that brought about the empty redemption. So there was no bad. And you know what this madrega is, Rabbi Yisrael? This is the madrega of the Asid Lava. Says the Gemara in Pesachim 50a. In this world, we make a bracha on something good. Baruch HaToyev HaMeitiv. Blessed is the one who does good, does good. On something bad, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmes. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, but in the next world, even on the bad, we're going to make a bracha. Baruch HaToyev HaMeitiv. Shrek Tetzlach brings the Magid Mibrod. Shrek Tetzlach Hashem the Magid Mibrod. In Pesachim Davnun, what is Pshan that Gemara? It doesn't make sense. What do you mean in the next world, even on the bad? It doesn't make sense. It's bad. It's not there. That in the next world, in the Zman from Tchias HaMeisim, in the next world, we're going to see everything in a different picture. We're going to take all these isolated incidents that looked terrible, looked sad, look depressing, and we're going to see it in the light of everything, in the matzah of the whole picture, Boisad. We're not going to come into the movie and see one scene and then go get all excited, but we're going to see the whole picture, and everything's going to become revealed, every single thing that happened that we thought who knows what, that it was really unbelievable good, Boisad. Unbelievable good. And when we see that, we're going to make a bracha on what happened in this world. Baruch HaToyev HaMeitiv. That thing that we looked as mamish dera, holy cow, how did that happen? How terrible that is. We're going to see the entire motion picture and see everything and see, wow, look at the chachma. Oz Yoshe Moshe. Moshe got the revelation of Tchias HaMeisim, was the madrega of Oz. In the future, Madrega of Oz is Shmoyin Rabbeisai, which is Madrega Lamala Midech HaTeva, is the Madrega of understanding everything in retrospect, and everything was Toiv Rabbeisai. And you know what this Madrega is called, Rabbeisai? The Gemara Darshins in Psachim Daf Nun. V'hoyo Hashem L'melech al kol ha'oretz v'ayoy ma'hu yeh Hashem Echad u'shmoy Echad. What's Pshat? Because we, Chas V'Shalom, people fathom, maybe the birth is no, there's not one God. Because we see Toiv and we see Ra. How could there be one God that does Toiv and Ra? There must be. Oh, but the next world, V'hoya Hashem L'melech HaKol HaOretz, V'ayoy Mahu Yeh Hashem Echad, U'shmoy Echad. You're going to see the whole picture, there's only one thing, Rabbeisa. Kuloi Toiv. And that's the Shira, Rabbeisa. So now it's beautiful. at the end of the Shira, it's not by mistake, with ink fell into the Shira. After we sing the Shira, Oz Yashem Moshe, when Kaius fell, saw that revelation of the tremendous good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and they saw the whole thing that to bring about the Kovet Shemayim, but the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything they went through, it was all to bring them about earlier, and to, this thing they did to the Mitzrayim. After we say that Shira, we get a touch of the next world, Rabbi Yisai. We get a touch of that world, Rabbi Yisai. And that world, So I wanted to say maybe the Soros was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei. I had an unbelievable aura this year, Rabbi Yisai. Yaakov Avinu meets the unbelievable, because we have to turn back, I'm sorry, but it's a coloring book, page 75. We got to go back to Bracious. We have to speak to Mora Geyer. We're going to have to go back to the Bracious coloring book. Take it out. We know you were angry then, all the black there. But Lamaisa, take out that coloring book and look on page 75, and there is, in English, the meeting between Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef meet for the first time after 22 years of Yosef. Can you imagine, Yosef? Yosef loved his father. He was in the faith. His father saved him, Beis Potiphar. What an emotional meeting, Rabbi Yisai. What an emotional meeting going taking place. And Yosef falls on his father's shoulders crying, Ah, 22 years! Ah. Can you imagine his father, who was in a veil, it's even worse. Yosef knew Yaakov was alive. Yaakov for Yosef was who knows what. And he sees him. And can you imagine the emotion? What's Yaakov doing? Shema Yisrael! What? What's going on here? This is the time to say Shema. Everybody asks. It was my Kriya Shema. Yosef also is a from Jew. He's not, you know, he's not reformed. He also says Kriya Shema b'zman. If it's my Kriya Shema, why wasn't Yosef say Kriya Shema? The Teretz is a boy's side. I want to say this is a Kavali Teretz. Yaakov Avinu at that moment hit eternity. He saw the revelation of what looked that was terrible. Yosef, where is he? Taraf, taraf, Yosef. Who knows what happened to Yosef? And now he sees the whole revelation of the dreams. Everything came out. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's one God. There's no Ra. It's Tov. There's nothing, there's no tzad, there's no avelis. Shema Yisrael, now I can declare it. I see Yosef at tzadik in Mitzrayim, and the whole dream that the Toyal, they would go down and he just set it up and everything. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. With a soros for course of labor, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu. That's the pshat of Yosef Yaakov. He wasn't stam saying, he was ingraining into your soul, there is no Ra. There is no Ra, Rabbi Yisrael. The Makor of this Gemara, the Chazal, we found yesterday, the Gemara tells us that Samach. Grochus 60b on the bottom of Boisa. Unbelievable Chazal. Says the Gemara. V'chein Omer Avhuna Omer Avraham Mishum Rameh V'chein Tana Mishmei Dehelek Rabbi Kiva Lo Oilo Mihei Odom Rogo Loima Kol to Ovid HaKachmona L'Tav. Everything is L'Tav. L'Tav Ovid. Ki Hod Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva experienced this in his life. Rabbi Kiva was going on the way. He came to a village town. Boy Ushbizit. He wants to stay overnight. He wants to go to a hotel. A motel for the night. No room. What do you mean? I have two rooms. Sorry, Jack. No rooms. Okay, what did he say? Someone got to start fighting. Well, they're not letting him in. I'm going to call the police. Like this. You have to make a status. No room. Stand on your head, because that's how you're going to sleep tonight. Call the Ovid Rachmana Letav. The Kiva said, Letav. No bed, no mattress. The Shiva took it away. Call the Ovid Rachmana Letav. Also, Ubar Bedazra. So what does he do? He goes. And he goes out to the midbar, has to sleep at night in the midbar. But he said, at least I'm not all alone here. I have a tarna goyla, the chamra, I have a donkey, the shraga, I have a candle. I can survive with all these things. Right away, a strong wind comes. Osa zika, kavi l'shraga, bad gadya. Osa zika, kavi l'shraga. Came along a wind, blows out the candle. Okay. Two out of three ain't bad. Osa shunra, ochle l'tana goyla. Came along a shunra and ate a tana goyla, which the mice of a few we learned about Bakana could be, it's not so common. But anyway, the shunra eats a tana goyla. What's a cat doing? I don't know, last time I was in the desert, but cats are usually not found in the desert, Shabbos said. But, okay, happened to be, he was looking for his friend. Anyway, also shunra, ochle tana goyla, cat comes, and he eats a tarnagol for lunch. Okay, at least I have a donkey. That's the least. Ochla Aryeh. Came the lion. And Ochla L'chamra. A lion came. Just have Leo. You know, his friend in the cat family. He told his big pal, Leo. You know, it's good food out there. He gets that. Leo comes. And he eats up the chamra. He eats up the donkey. Omar call the Ovid. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Retav. Bei Balelio, that night, Osa Geisa, a bandit came to the town. Shavi Lamosa, the cat, captivated the whole town. They took everybody captive. So Rashi, Amalahu, so he said to his Talmidim, Amalahu, didn't I tell you, Kol Masha Oisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Hakol Letoiva Zakrashi. If you had an Ered Doilet, they would have seen him. If he had a donkey with a braid, the Tanagol also makes noise. But I know I have a Tanagol across the street. I also want to kill it. Anyway, anybody have a cat for me? Anyway, the Maisa, for the Maisa, the Tanagol makes noise early in the morning. It makes noise. The Chamer braids. If he would have had, they would have seen it. Let's picture the scene of Oisah. The thing is unbelievable, Rabbi said. In our mind, if things happen like this, he said, what a bad day. Rabbi, how you doing, Rebbe? I had such a bad day. My thing broke down and this and that. Halavai, we should see it, but eventually we'll see everything, Rabbi said. But Rabbi Kiva could tell us, what a bad day. I came to the town. He's thinking, oh my gosh. He's walking with a smile. Letav! He goes to the midbar. He has some, okay, you know, you have things around you, you at least feel comfortable. Everything goes wrong. And then he sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving her, Rabbi Yisrael. What a toivah, Rabbi Yisrael. And once want to say, Ad Vorcha Moira the Gezach, Rabbi Yisrael. Because it works in our lives also, in our midos, Rabbi Yisrael. To learn to see the good, there's always bad around us, Rabbi Yisrael. But to learn to see the good is always good, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva once wanted to say maybe part of his Agav Ruchat is really really no gear the Monday night shabbos, but Rabbi Kiva's part of the thing was that he's had a woman in his life who, when everybody was looking at the bed, she saw the toiv in Rabbi Kiva. He has midas toiv, he has there, and everything's going to turn around. And that's how Rabbi Kiva turned himself around. It could be that was the makor how Rabbi Kiva came with go with toiva, because you have to see the good of us, and it turns around. Everything turns around to be good. She saw the good mituch, but we could see the bed. She saw only the good. Well, the service shall go, this was the midah of Rabbi Kiva with the Talmud of God, Nochemish Gamzu, I am the story in Titus 21a. You see also Nochemish Gamzu, the story of him, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything is Gamzu, the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a high madrega, Rabbi Yisrael. But it's only if we work on our Amunah of Bitochon that there's only the Rabbi Yisrael in this world, Rabbi Yisrael. If we think anything else is being poil, my car got this because of this and because of that, like we spoke that the Rabbi Yisrael is totally in control, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to ingrain it into our lives, Rabbi Yisrael, and look for the Hashkocha Protest al Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means all the time. Sometimes we zuchah to see it now, and sometimes we might have to wait, Rabbi Yisrael. But we have to realize there is no Ra Be'etzer, Rabbi Yisrael. I always say over the Mastoy, the Vort of Shmuel Birnbaum. Rav Shmuel used to say, Maria de Gavort. It says that when the Maisa Akeda, the Gemara says that we know that Yitzchak Avinu became blind. Yitzchak Avinu became blind. The Gemara says two reasons he became blind. One, he was mistak on the face of a Rasha, the face of Yitzchak, he had a son Esav, and that's why his Einav was Kehos. Another pshat was they used to smoke up incense. No, you know, you guys know about this, I don't want to speak about it. Anyway, for the Maisa, and he, from that his eyes got there because he brought these ladies into the house. I once said, unbelievable Zachar, how Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes the guy with his own, he sets his own trap. Yaakov Avinu, Esav, the Russian, wanted to get his parents back, whatever, he had issues, so he wanted to get his parents, so what did he do? He brought in these women, who were mamish, who knows what, and they came in, they were doing incense, supposed to say, heavy incense. So, none of you guys know what that is, I'm not going to talk about it again. The kids are, but anyway, so he's doing heavy stuff, they were doing heavy stuff, and they were smoking up, and the mice, what happened? And he was trying to get his parents back, you know, I'm going to come in, and I'll show who's boss here, what happened? One of the reasons why Yitzchak's eyes became blind was because of incense. What happens there afterwards? He didn't want to go to get the brachas. If he would have been able to see, he would have got the brachas. So he said his own shakarish. It's a positive dilemma. The Russian sets his own shakarish. Bro, makes it. I'll get my pants back. Don't worry. Incense and nonsense. That's what came out the end. He lost the brachas. He became blind. His own shtickle Torah failed on him. He became blind. He had trouble because of the incense, and now he can't see. Who is that? I think he ate something. Okay, here's the brachas. Unbelievable, but it's down. Married by Kosh Bo arranged it. But Chutzman, the Amir Boisai, another small why he became blind is that when he was at the Akedah, so the angels, Hashem opened, says the Chazal, Hashem opened up the heaven. And he let the angels peek inside to see what's happening. They started to cry, the angels. And the tears of the angels, because Yitzchak was about to be shechted, the tears of the angels went into his eyes, the Medrash says, and so he became blind. I'm not going into all what's going on. It's obviously Kabbalistic, but it was a pshat. The Shmuel Berman was an unbelievable pshat. If Don Segel said over his Levaya, Meister, I think this is your turn. His mom is around now, so it's not him. So he said, and I think it's the end of Teva, whatever. So he said, such a Shmuel, what's the pshat? Why does Hashem have to open up the heavens? But the angels, what? The angels can't see it? Because only if you're looking from this world, you're going to cry. But if you're looking from on top of Isai, you're looking from the next world, there are no tears. He opened the heavens, and they looked in from this world, there's tears. But if you're looking up from Shemayim, says Rav Shmuel, there's never tears. Because in Shemayim, you see the whole thing. And we see the whole thing. But we think it's bad, Rav Isai. You know what was happening over there, Rav Isai? Unbelievable sound. We think it's bad. The Chaim HaKodesh, again, I'm not into Kabbalah or anything. Don't think. A guy told me today, I said something from the Zohar. I probably saw it in the Jewish press. But anyway, so I said to this old rabbi, you're so unbelievable, you know Zohar. Anyway, I don't learn Zohar, I don't learn Kabbalah. Maybe I should one day, Be'ez Hashem, give me a bra, I should. But the Maisa, Kabbalistic, the Chaim is an unbelievable Zach. Yitzchok was going, Avraham Avinu was going to Shecht Yitzchok Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael. And according to some people, he shechted and his neshama went up to Shemayim. Everybody says, wow, look at the Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a son. One son who's going to be the destiny and the legacy. And here, according to some, Yitzchak went up. He says, Afot Sovereign. He said, he went up to Shemayim, who shechted. That's one another pshat why he wasn't by the Hespid, according to the Ben Abichaya. Everybody looks at it. What is it? One son. Says the Chaim HaKadosh, and again, I don't know what this means. Yitzchok had a neshama in a cave. His neshama was in a cave, and he wasn't able in that neshama to have given. When Avram was shechting him, he changed over in that matzah, his neshmas in the cave went up, he got his neshmas in the zacha. So if he would have had the Akedah, there would have been a legacy. The whole legacy was been gone. So we look at it. He's shechting his kid, one kid. He was taking away the nishmas and the kevah, says the Zohar, and he's bringing the nishmas zohar. So we see it as the end of a legacy. This was the beginning of the legacy of Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky of Yisrael lived in Europe. He was a rav in a small Sevetan, a small town called Sevetan. After he learned, he was an Odom Godel, but he was in a small town, Sevetan, very, very small, poor town. He was so poor that for his son's bar mitzvah, he had the tailor cut his suit down. He cut his suit to fit it to the size of his son. That was his bar mitzvah suit. I guess he was able to get some other suit from somewhere, but that was they maybe had two suits, maybe a Shabbos a weekday. That was his son's bar mitzvah suit. It was a very small town, there was no money. Rav Yaakov's family was getting bigger, and his wife, the Rebbe, said it's time to move on up to the big cities. We gotta get a better job. Rav Yaakov used to say he used to love the town because he didn't have so many shilas. It's like the guy who lived, once the guy was rough, he told me he lived out of town and he got one or two shilas. What was his shila? His M&M's kosher. That was his, he had to go to smicha and everything. big shah, yes, Rabbi, I have a kash shayla. Oh, something fell into a pot, 60, no. Is M&M's kosher? He said, turn over the side, look if it's kosher, don't call me back on the question. It's like, some question I got, I made your shahs, I'm kind of, guys, he asked me, this week was the famous school, and we're not making fun, it's a beautiful thing. But I don't know, no one asked me shahs, what shall I do? Some now in Baruch Hashem, blah, blah, but it used to be, no guy with shahs, Rebbe, what's the Allah? I have a whole shahs and shuvas, skulas, hamon. What happens if you didn't say it? Is there tashlumin at night? What happens if you started before the shkia? Are you allowed to finish it after the shkia? What happens if your friend says it for you? Is there shlichus? They didn't school us hamon. Okay, I didn't go. I don't see it in Shofanor. I'm sorry. Anyway, the kids are Sabbath Shuldava, but the Maisa. So Yaakov said he liked it because he got to learn. But his wife said we have to support the family. Okay, so he applied for a job. And Rabbi Yaakov got, they sent back a shtel to a very big town, I forgot that, Vilkamov, I forgot the name of the city, a very big city, a large city, with a lot of people there, and they were given a big salary, and he said, they got the message back, and Yaakov got the shtel, there was like Yehudim in the house, they were dancing, his wife was so happy, Yaakov felt so happy to support his wife now, he felt bad, he had to leave this town, but Baruch Hashem. A few weeks later, a message in the town. A messenger comes with a letter from the town. And he thinks, Baruch Hashem, this, you know, another letter telling him exactly, you know, when he should start. He opens the letter and his face drops. Yaakov Kamenetsky. What happened was that the brother that just was nifty had a brother-in-law, and that brother-in-law, we didn't think he was interested in the job. We gave the okay to you, and now he's interested in the job. And we asked for a bottom, and it really should go to the family. And we're sorry to inform you that you will not get the shtel. And Rabbi Yaakov was broken. His wife, he said, on that day when they got that second letter in the house, it was Tisha B'Av, Mamish. His wife was crying because there was a hiskem in the koil that he learned, Koil Kovna, that if you didn't have a shtela, you weren't working, you had to go to a chutzlar to raise money. And Rabbi Yaakov, that would be you would make money for yourself, whatever. So Rabbi Yaakov, because he didn't have a big shtel, whatever, there was a certain type of system that he had to go to chutzlars, and he was going to go to chutzlars and leave the family and go raise money, and that way he would be able to support also his family. And the Rebbe said was mamish heartbroken. She thought she had the shtel, and they would be sad. Rabbi Yaakov went to chutzlars, and he got a job in Toronto, in a shul in Toronto. The shul of Leib, at that time, he first came to Seattle, Washington. They hated because he had to get into the country. They gave him a little shtel over there. He was doing some fundraising, looking around. He didn't know if he was going to stay. And then Reb Leib Grobart, the Rav of the shul in Toronto, shul of Mariel Shul, I think it was called, he was nifter. And Reb Yaakov was asked to go to take a proba, try out. He got the job. I had decided that he's going to stay in America because he got a job and he's going to be able to finance his family in Toronto. He knows America. He sent for his family. He sent for his family to come because they had enough money to have to send. He has to come with the Rav, has to have his family. So the community got together, sent the money for the tickets, and they got out of Boystown on the last boat. On the last boat that left Nazi Germany. Stelzer Four said, Reb Yaakov, if he would have got that position in Boystown, we were crying, it was Tisha B'Av, we lost the position of Boisad. What happened to that Rav of Boisad and his family is not a Zeicher. The Kamenetskis today are the ones leading the whole America. Shmuel Kamenetsky is the biggest Rosh Hashiva in America, they're the oldest. So the head of the Moyat HaTorah, his father was a god of America, Boisad. And his family has many, many great grandchildren and grandchildren. Tisha B'Av, when he got that letter, but what was happening in Shemayim? Oyer of the Simcha, because the Shemayim, they saw the picture. This is your ticket for escape, Rabbi Yisrael. This is your ticket for escape, Rabbi Yisrael. In the year 1460, about over 1,100 years ago, there was a famous story, Rabbi Yisrael. The story of the four captives. There were four great Talmid Chachamim. They were on a boat, and the boat was pirates, not the Pittsburgh pirates. Pirates came on and capsized the ship, and they ransomed these great Talmid Chachamim. You imagine the scene of a giant Talmid Chachamim on a boat traveling, and they ransomed four great Talmid Chachamim: Moshe ben Hanoich, Rabbeinu Chusiel, who was the father of Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rabbi Shmayo. And they were ransomed for a lot of money to four. They all came from one place. They were ransomed to four different places.
Rav Moshe ben Chanoch went to Cordova. He went to Tunisia in the Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Chusil, the father, and Rabbi Shmayel went to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. And they all opened yeshivas, and from that came unbelievable Torah in Israel. Who did it, Rabbi Sai? The pirates! The pirates! Rabbi Sai, I'm here today because of a maisa that looked terrible, Rabbi Sai. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Rabbi Sai, grew up on the east side. He used to say, I used to sell papers on Delancey Street. And what happened? He went to public school, Rabbi Sai. The great daughter of Chaim Pinchas went to public school until he was about 8 or 9. Public school, Rabbi Sai. His parents, there wasn't so many yeshivas. His father, they had to stay, sent him to public school. One day, he got beat up by an Italian. A couple of Italians picked on him, they punched him, they threw him down the steps. I think the yeshiva said the lashon. And his parents said, and can you imagine the pain he suffered, Rabbi Sai? But we're here today, Rabbi Sai, in this yeshiva, Tiferes Chaim, because of that Italian. Where is he? Let's give him a course at Toys! Give me, what's the Italian names again?
Tony!
Let's go find Tony! Let's go find Tony, man! Tony! He looked terrible, he punched him shining in the face! But that punch, Rabbi Sai, led to the Gadol Hador, Rabbi Sai, and we're sitting here today, Rabbi Sai. Well, we, Chas V'Shalom, we should never have to go through this journey, but this is this world, Rabbi Sai. May Oz Bosi Eparoi, Heira Al-Om Hazeh, V'Yoyim HaShem. What was the answer? V'Yoyim Elokim, Midas Adim, Ani HaShem. You think it's Midas Adim, it's all Rachamim. It's all Hashem Echor. It's all Shema Yisrael Hashem Echor, Rabbi Sai. We have to mischazik and amun, Rabbi Sai. We go through sometimes that it's difficult, sometimes it's this and sometimes that. Things don't go the right way. First of all, Shkocha from last week we spoke about, Bereshit's in control, Rabbi Sai. Totally. We have nothing. We have to really mischazik that amun, the Bereshit's in control. We ain't oid mulvah, there's nothing, Rabbi Sai. It's called the vort this week, quick vort. We know it's late, Rabbi Sai, but another vort, a chizik and amun, it doesn't help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're by the Yam. They come to the Yam. The Yam is roaring, roaring river, river, sea, a giant sea, the Yamsuf. It's roaring with waves. They're standing there. They don't know what to do. The Yisraim are chasing them. The matzav is noira. Where do we go? What do we do? Because Boaz, Moshe Rabbeinu, starts to daven. What a beautiful thing. Start to daven. Chorte Sarah says, Hashem, what are you doing, Moshe Rabbeinu? What's up with this longish one aspect? 2 minutes and get it over with. What? Ma titzake lai. What are you davening for? What should I be doing? Playing golf? What should I be doing now? I'm going to sona. Ma titzake lai. What are you davening for, Moshe Rabbeinu? What should I be doing? This is the time to daven. Hey, sona. What should we do, Hashem, instead of davening? Just go. Huh? Go, sea, ocean, waves. Go, dive over the ASV. So just go. Go where? Go. Pass, go, collect whatever, Monopoly. $200. Just go. Where? There. Sea, ocean, drowning. Go! Sotrashi, there's nothing there. To die, the Amuna Shaminu be, the Yotza, the Kedai, the Amuna that believed in me, and they were Yotza. They went out to a midbar. What are we eating tomorrow for lunch? Let's go. Bernashem says, we're going, we're going. They walk out without any plan. Oh! I have to know what I'm doing in 10 years from now. I don't know, tomorrow we're having food. The Bereshit said, walk out. Okay, let's go. Kedai, Hamuna, the Yam's not going to stand in front of. What's the Pshat of Bereshit? Don't daven, just walk. Teretz is a Bereshit. Davening is a Maisa of Hamuna. We show our faith that you can do everything, Bereshit. But when Klal Yisrael showed their faith with the Maisa of Bitochun Mamish, that they walked out and they said, "Ein oy milvadoi, there's no one but you, Hashem. We don't know what we're doing. We're with you. When we're with the Ibn Hashem, there's nothing there," Rabbi said. "Ein oy milvadoi, there's no yam either." So Hashem said, just that emunah that they believe that there's only the Ibn Hashem, that the emunah is enough. They don't need anything else. They don't need tefillah, that ma'isa bitachon, mamish, to be toyach Hashem. That's what split the yam, Rabbi said. These are parshiyos and zmanim where it's a lot of choshah out there, Rabbi said. Days we hear terrible things, Rabbi said, but we have to mischazik and amuna and bitachon ein oid mulvadoi to realize kol ma the over that kodesh baruch. It's only good, Rabbi said. And when we say the shir b'simcha, what it means is we have shut simcha and realization that it's only good, Rabbi said. It's only the Rabbi Shloim. So if you're living in that madrega, Rabbi, what's tshuva? Tshuva is return. Return, whatever, we'll sing it afterwards. Return to Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what tshuva is. When you're in that matzah, you're singing b'simcha d'shira, and you're thinking this matzah, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no bad, it's only Hashem. You have returned to Hashem. You don't need anything else. You get mimcha akol v'noisav. Let's daven, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's work on our emunah, because you can't have bitachon until you have emunah. That's what tefillah is all about. It's a ma'is of emunah, a shtickle ma'is, it's a ma'is of bitachon at a certain level. Whenever we do a ma'is of bitachon, but it's the chazak and emunah, that's the Bori Oilo is in charge, and there's no ra, Rabbi Yisrael. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem all the toiva. Hopefully Be'ez Hashem will see it in this world. What we thought was bad was always, it's always good, Rabbi Yisrael. It's only good. And we'll be zeicha Be'ez Hashem b'karv to the day, for hoya Hashem b'melech, akol haaretz. ויהי מהו יהיה השם אחד ושמו יהיה השם.